The Republican nominee for Senate in Delaware has been getting an outsized amount of attention for that small state. Christine O'Donnell is being lampooned in the national media and even the international media for all kinds of things she said, including comments she made in the past about such things as dabbling in witchcraft. In Delaware, her supporters say they'll stick with O'Donnell despite the way she's being portrayed. NPR's Jamie Terabay has our report.
This is not the typical ad you see in a Senate election campaign.
I'm not a witch. I'm nothing you've heard. I'm you.
Christine O'Donnell, the Tea Party-endorsed Republican nominee, released this ad a few days ago after weeks of ridicule in the national press. Much of the country is learning about her through her past statements, skits on Saturday Night Live, and clips from comedian Bill Maher's old show. But everyone here already kind of knew about O'Donnell. She's run for this seat twice before and lost.
She's been around for 6 years. This is her third try.
Yeah, this is her third.
And we're aware of her. We were just kind of hoping she would go away.
Susan Gaze and her husband Richard are here at a senior center in Wilmington, attending a meet and greet with the Democratic candidate Chris Coons. They'll be voting for Coons come election day. And Richard says some of his Republican friends are also second-guessing their choice.
They're shocked. And it's reflecting Delaware. Delaware is not like Christine O'Donnell. And she's getting all that media coverage all over the world.
But there are parts of the first state that are proud of Christine O'Donnell. Ron Williams has been covering politics for the News Journal, Delaware's largest paper, for 35 years. He's in the middle of the O'Donnell media maelstrom.
It's been exciting, like I say. I'm doing this with you today. I'm going on the Maddow show tonight.
The MSNBC host, Rachel Maddow, broadcast her show from Delaware this week. Williams says O'Donnell's been winning in the lower counties where voters are more conservative than Newcastle County in the north of the state. And that's something, he says, Chris Coons should not take lightly.
She did have a legitimate showing against Joe Biden in the most conservative district of the state. Sussex County down at the beaches. They went with her conservatism and religion and that kind of thing.
And it's not just the lower counties where her supporters live. Here at Janssen's, a fine food store in the upscale district of Greenville, 20 minutes from Wilmington, everyone I spoke to said they were voting for O'Donnell. Whether out of a fit of pique against the Democrats or because, like Margie Robinson, they like O'Donnell's vows to cut government spending.
I think she's green. I think she's young. But I don't think that that is a big fault at this point.
The stream of unflattering portrayals in the media is making some of O'Donnell's supporters, like Robinson, protective of her.
It's petty. I really think if she sticks to the issues, and I hope she does, I think she has a chance.
Polling suggests Chris Coons has a double-digit lead on O'Donnell. The Democrat could take a lesson from a man who beat both O'Donnell and former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin, who's endorsed her. In an interview on MSNBC last week, Vice President Joe Biden was asked for his advice to Coons.
Take them both very seriously. Treat them with respect.
Voters will have the chance to see Coons and O'Donnell side by side when they hold a public debate next week. Jamie Terabay, NPR News.